there's a lot happening within the Letterkenny area. I've never seen as much investment, I suppose, that we have. And one of the big game changers that we'll see happening is when we get the CPO process started for the new TNT. It's going to be an exciting project. And we also have the investment starting at the end of January in the Market Square. It's a project that's been ongoing now for a number of years. And I'm glad that work will start on the Market Square. We have a lot of investment in regeneration as well in different parts of the town, and that'll be an exciting time to see some of that investment happening as well. But I think in Letterkenny overall, when we see the completion of the new community nursing unit as well in 2026, a project that I've been pushing for and working hard on for a long number of years, and it's great now when you drive up and down paths that you see coming to completion. It'll be a really exciting time for the new 110-bed unit as well, and then we see the investment around the ATU as well. So there's an awful lot happening, a lot of good things happening around Letterkenny, and supposed to be an elected member. It's an exciting time when you see the record levels of investment that's happening here locally. It's all good news.
We know in terms of the active travel, you weren't its biggest supporter, and indeed you and your party had serious reservations, which were expressed publicly on numerous occasions, including during votes in the council chamber. That work is now underway. It started on the high road beside the hospital. It's getting underway in Ballyrain, and it's going to start in the coming months on Circular Road as well. There's going to be some difficulties as a result of those works ongoing in the coming months, but we have to look forward, I suppose, and say that at the end of it, something very special potentially could happen.
Well, I'm not sure, to be honest, Donal. I still believe that the active travel projects are premature. When you're taking away part of the road carriageway for cycle lane, it's something that we were very, very opposed to, and still very opposed to. I'm still very concerned, because I like to see money coming, but I don't like to see money being spent poorly, and I think it's the wrong use of public money, the active travel project, I think. Down the road, maybe, but I think we need to focus on the other investment of maybe getting Windy Hall Road sorted out and the Southern Relief Road as well before we start taking away any more of the carriageways, because traffic is something that we are pushing for at the minute. And we had a meeting with TIA and Forestry in Dublin. I attended that meeting, and I'm asking TIA and hopefully the Transport Authority to allow us to appoint special traffic consultants for Letterkenny to look at the whole traffic situation to see what sort of short-term solutions we can come up with, because that's something we're going to have to address. And I'm glad that I got a positive response in Dublin with the TIA as well. So that's something hopefully we can get working on for 2026 as well.
And you did indeed move a motion at a recent MD meeting that took place in Milford, calling for exactly that, calling for all stakeholders to come together and have a really in-depth discussion on road transport around the area, on what's needed, on what's there. And you believe that conversation will hopefully lead to a greater understanding and potentially a greater refocusing of resources where they're really needed?
Absolutely. And I mean, I suppose Letterkenny in itself has been a great success story. The amount of record levels of investment, the job creation in the town is very, very good, and I suppose coming with a successful centre, you're going to have traffic problems, and I think we need to try and minimise them as best we can. But it's a great complaint to have that we have so much happening in and around Letterkenny. I mean, it is the biggest town in the northwest now, and a lot of that didn't happen by accident. So we need to continue to challenge ourselves to come up with solutions for the traffic as well, because we need to be positive about the success we have in Letterkenny too. It is a great news story in the town itself, the success that we have in Letterkenny.
And finally, you did reference at the start of this piece the Windy Hall, the Southern Relief, and most importantly, the 10T, hoping for progress on all of those. Are you confident that we will see progress and momentum during 2026? Because the worst thing that could happen now is that those projects stall.
No, I'm very confident. We had a very good, constructive and positive meeting in Dublin with the TIA. The TIA has always been very supportive of this project. It's ongoing now for the last 8 years, and they're very optimistic and very supportive of it as well. And I'm very happy that we have our I's dotted and T's crossed. It's a huge project, but I think we have the support, and it has been passed through government and cabinet. So, I mean, it's the green light is there for it, and I think, you know, that in itself is very significant.